Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Ladies and gentlemen, NASCAR is officially back. The Three Wide Podcast is back on the airwaves again. Your host, Eddie Greer III, the latest in the world of NASCAR. You got it, the Truck Series, Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series returned this afternoon to the Lady in Black, Darlington Raceway. You know what it is. This is the recap edition of the podcast, part one in the books. And Kevin Harvick making a little history just an hour removed from taking the checkered flag in South Carolina. We'll get down to that right off the bat. Before I do that, of course, you can follow me at Eddie_EG3. I get used to saying that all the time. @Eddie_EG3. And again, the Three Wide Podcast. Find it wherever you download your podcast, whether it's from, obviously, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and more. The Three Wide Podcast is continuing to be on the move. Don't miss a moment. And NASCAR is officially back on the racetrack. And literally, first thoughts here as I'm recording this, literally just an hour removed from Kevin Harvick winning in pretty much dominant fashion, but he had to held off a Hendrick charge that in the man of the 88 car, Alex Bowman, continues his solid start to the 2020 year. But Kevin Harvick leading, I don't have the paper in front of me at the moment. Harvick was absolutely a stud once again, getting chalking another win at Darlington Raceway there in part one in the books there. And overall, I mean, obviously, if you are a current NASCAR fan, you enjoy racing being back, then there is something wrong with you. But also, there was quite the reaction of some new peeps, at least on my social media feed, getting in on the fun of NASCAR. I told you a while back, a few episodes ago, and I said this throughout this process, this was an opportunity for NASCAR to do it right, to come back with a bang here, to set the stage for the other sports to follow the example of. And you can't ask for a better example from what I saw here literally this afternoon as we're recording this, right after the checkered flag falls in Darlington, South Carolina. This is the Three Wide Podcast with EG3, Big D, social distancing still, the producer of this podcast here, also checking with me via Zoom at least one more time, or second and last time anyways here, before probably he said next week he's going to be over here regardless though. But he's been over here a couple of times, but still over just doing it, actually just doing his own thing. So he's Big D, usually the producer of this podcast. I co-produce as well, but yeah, absolutely, I enjoyed it. This race felt a little bit longer than maybe usual. I know it was 100 miles shorter than the usual 500 miles run at this racetrack, but this felt a little longer than that, maybe because all the cautions earlier, and of course, a lap one crash dealted by who else? Ricky Stenhouse Jr. there. All that, I kind of felt bad for him a little bit there. There, after all that waiting, and then you finally hit the track, and all of a sudden, you don't make it out of the first two turns. That was not. I mean, we knew what we expected down there. I mean, these guys babied it a little bit when the initial start happened today. Spin house happened there. But then, yeah, it was out of rhythm for a little bit there. We had some decent long runs in there. But at the end there, you had a shootout there with less than 40 to go there. Bowman trying to wrestle away the win from Harvick there. Alex Bowman there. This 88 is on the charge pretty much there. He picked up where he left off Kevin Harvick prior to this win here this afternoon. Four top tens to start the season. And remember, before this hiatus of the COVID-19 stuff, Harvick finished second to Joey Logano at Phoenix. But this time, Harvick, as you know, grabs the bull by the horns and closes the deal on the 88 and the rest of the field today at Darlington Speedway. This is the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3 back in the EG3 headquarters here in the MHK in Manhattan, Kansas, talking about summarizing what went down just literally hours or an hour removed really from the race. The real heroes, 400, and a shout out once again to all those doctors and nurses who work in the field, who are putting their asses on the line in front of this pandemic. I mean, it's still going to take quite a while to recover from a huge hit, but this is just a start, a small step in that process. I know obviously UFC has been doing their thing, wrestling has done a few off the books as well, but NASCAR really the first, or if you want to call it the first or not or what, but puts themselves back on the map and in a good performance, and before you know it, the Cup Series is going to be right back there on Wednesday night. But before that, obviously we'll talk briefly about the Xfinity Series to wrap up the show here before I sell back into the finale, season finale of Last Dance. I'm going to have to join that momentarily. But yes, folks, everyone's been tweeting it out. NASCAR is back, and it's back with a first there. Just a lot to get into. I mean, speaking of going back to the runner-up finisher of Hendrick Motorsports, Alex Bowman. Bowman, a day before this went down, Bowman re-signed with Hendrick Motorsports, and I don't know if you want to call this an extension, only 1 year extension with Hendrick Motorsports going into next year. So Bowman will be back. So maybe, you know, now that Alex Bowman has some security now, he's able to go out here and continue to do his thing and ask to run up front. And I gotta tell you, man, Alex Bowman's gonna have to be, he's making a case for somebody you're gonna have to deal with on a weekly basis here, and would not be surprised me. This is going to be the thing here now. Now, this race, majority of this race, well, pretty much all this race, folks, was run in the daytime. Obviously, was turning the dusk a little bit. I had to fight off a probability of rain over there in South Carolina, but it manages to hold off there. Now, you turn around, and next time we're back here, Wednesday night, going to be under lights pretty much. So now you're not in the daytime. You got to deal with the changes at nighttime. It's still, you know, it was muggy over there in South Carolina today. So you wonder now who's going to make the adjustments and come back with a better race car, maybe even the same race car. I don't know how. I'm sure we all know how it's going to work. But part two, Wednesday night on Fox, I believe, don't have the schedule out in front of me yet. But yes, this is the start of a busy stretch for NASCAR. 7 races in 11 days. Kyle Busch apparently is doing the whole Charlotte series, if you will. 4 races in a span of that time. So, man, and Colby Williams, of course, by then, you're talking about the Coke 600 at this very time going down at its usual time next weekend. So a lot going on for NASCAR, and this was pretty much, in my eyes, a very good start to that. You had a lot of action really throughout this race. You had definitely some comers and goers throughout this race. Truex, one of those, and he's the perfect example of missing the setup and then, you know, getting some cautions, getting the competition caution. And then James Small and them boys, 19 boys, went to work. Those guys early on, man, those guys were out of the ballpark right from the green flag go there. But as the race went along, the team got better and better as it went, and apparently they suffered some damage in the first wreck of the afternoon. But man, I mean, finally it feels good to finally see, of course, my favorite driver finally finish off a run that he should finish in the top 10. I mean, Jeff Gordon, I mean, I wouldn't call it struggling. I mean, don't look at the finishes. I mean, throw Daytona out of the books. Daytona is just another story. But talking about afterwards, you mean, Fontana, you're running in the top three. Vegas, you're running in the top three. Phoenix, you're running in the top six there. Don't finish. And you're in the top three here and a bad pit stop there and a final pit stop there late by that 19 crew, and probably an adjustment there on the final pit stop for Martin Truex Jr. gets the job done there and flew. He fell back to 13th on that final restart, and that car flew, almost getting past Denny Hamlin to finish 6th. We'll get in the top 10 here momentarily. This is the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3, literally post-race reaction from the first race at Darlington, where Kevin Harvick scores win number 50 in his fabulous Cup Series career. But man, did this race ever change right before Stage 1 ended? Hendrick Motorsports was on fire. They picked up where they left off here before all the pandemic went down. Hendrick Motorsports, all of their cars were in the top 9. In the top 9, folks. And then the race changed. The complexion of this race changed, in my opinion, right before Stage 1. Jimmy Johnson, who's been absolutely fast here in 2020. And pretty much they have come out and made a statement again. They are fast there. Chase Elliott was, in my opinion, was not in the game early, but he was there in the fourth quarter race. But Jimmy Johnson, about to get a stage win, a playoff point. And I don't know what happened there, but obviously we saw it there right in front of our seat of the couch, if you will. Jimmy Johnson gets in the Chris Buescher there, and at that moment right there, I don't know what he was thinking right there. Huge mistake by a 7-time champ. You don't do that. You would have thought, well, you see in those scenarios there where the leader just gives the car in front of him room there and just rides it out. But instead of there, he tries to get maybe too greedy there and ends up getting to Chris Buescher, and Jimmy Johnson can't seize it, hits the back wall. On the backstretch wall there, ending a potential winning race car for that 48 team. And that race win the streak, folks, hits triple digits. It's now at 100 for Jimmy Johnson since he's been in the victory lane. And he did it on his own doing there. And racing happens. He went on social media and talked about it a little bit there and thought he was going to be back, and definitely anxious to see that car back on the racetrack Wednesday night. He's going to be starting the back end. Talk about the inversion. Well, we haven't talked about the inversion yet. I'm going to spill that in here, folks. So during the week, it was made by NASCAR. The finishing order, the top 20, was going to be inverted. So the winner of the race would start 20th, and the 20th finisher would lead the field green on Wednesday night. And I saw the lap a little bit there. Maybe we'll hit on that a little bit later on in this podcast. So yeah, it's going to be really fun on Wednesday night, the start of this race. And of course, you got Jimmy Johnson going to be riding, going, trying to charge to the back of the field. Kyle Busch had an up and down day himself as well. So a lot of guys out there going to be chomping at the bit. But Kevin Harvick, first win of the year, his second at Darlington, and obviously hitting the half century mark in wins in his stellar Cup career, 50 wins now. And obviously, I talked about this a little bit in the previous episode of the 3 Wide Podcast, how the winner of this race going to celebrate. Well, we just got to answer. Harvick did his donuts and then went across the front, went across the stripe and did some more donuts there. The four car back in victory lane again for Stuart Haas Racing. And Stuart Haas Racing was competitive for most of this race right there, but you know, William Byron going back to the Hendrick Brigade there. Jimmy Johnson wrecked out. William Byron charged through stage one, showing that he had a good car there. And then the lady in black got him. Hit the wall, turn three wall there. And then finished it off there, spinning there. And Byron, again, strong car. No, the results do not show it. So Byron, that race turned, because if not for that, we could have saw Hendrick domination there. But instead, we see different player there. Harvick there absolutely taking complete control of this race and taking advantage of the Hendrick mistakes there of the 40 in the 24 car there. And absolutely taking advantage of that and leading over 125 laps there en route to the victory there. And another special note on Kevin Harvick. He is now tied with Ned Jarrett and Junior Johnson for 12th on the all-time win list. Incredible stuff. He's now tied for top dozen with those two cats. Incredible stuff right there by Kevin Harvick. And he's going to be looking for the sweep on Wednesday night at South Carolina, folks. So, yeah. Alex Bowman Fitz in the second spot right there. Your stage winners there. Byron taking advantage of the Jimmy Johnson mishap there. And you had Brad Keselowski up there up front most of the race there, winning stage two at Darlington.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
The Real Heroes 400 went down this afternoon, and Kevin Harvick, your winner of part one of Darlington, Eddie Greer the third, EG3 podcast. Y'all know what it is. Here on the podcast here, recapping the Cup Series here, race here. The Xfinity Series is next. Coming up next on Tuesday night, we'll talk about that a little bit here. Towards the back end of the podcast here, we're about to take a quick intermission here on the Three Wide Podcast here. Prior to me, well, huge night for sports. Obviously, NASCAR's backing in here in a little bit. I'm going to miss a little bit of it, but the Last Dance, Chicago Bulls dynasty in the 90s, there comes to a close here this evening as well. And this episode will go out in the morning for the start of your work week. So be out and look out for that. Usually, the podcast is uploaded right now and for you guys to listen to. But we're doing a recording right now, literally after the race. So don't worry, guys. It will be out first thing in the morning on Audioboom, obviously. And then it should be up on our podcast, Spotify, as well. So exciting stuff for the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Ryan Newman, before we go to intermission, Newman, of course. Wow, it's very awesome to see Ryan Newman back on the racetrack. And earlier this week, he at least had an opportunity to at least try to figure out, quote unquote, what happened on the final lap / race of the Daytona 500 there, coming up mere inches short there and winning his second Daytona 500. Instead, horrifying crash there. And there was a little piece there on him during NASCAR Race Hub there. So it was great. And Newman's very competitive throughout this race, obviously. We'll do the full field rundown when we come back out of the intermission break right there. He and Matt Kenseth came on strong there in the fourth quarter. Mr. Two Marathons himself there, showing that he's in shape for the long haul there. So these two guys getting it done there. Kyle Busch there, up and down day, and his day pretty much, he was in position to make a charge there late after a good pit stop there, but all of a sudden a loose wheel cost him an opportunity there to finish there, and he finished deep in the field. So when we come back to the Three Wide Podcast full field rundown of the Real Heroes 400 And Xfinity will be back on a racetrack as well. We're coming back after this time out.
EG3 and the 3 Wide Podcast will be back on the track after this stage break.
The 3 Wide NASCAR Bat Podcast is back on the racetrack. Eddie Greer III, your host for the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, the NASCAR Cup Series, Xfinity Series, Gannon Outdoor Truck Series, the 3 Business Divisions, and all the motorsports. Recapping Darlington, the first race at Darlington for the week. Kevin Harvick scoring win 50 in his Cup career. Finishers from bottom to the top here, beginning with 40th place finisher Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Did not make it through lap one there, half a lap before he wrecked out. BJ McCloy making some noise there, and there was apparently somebody had a mix up there and thought Mark Trex Jr. was in that 78 car. BJ McCloy in the virtual row, obviously retired, but BJ McCloy bringing back that 78 number there for Premium Motorsports. He was in the news this week there, back in the Cup Series, and back in the back, finished 39th there. Jimmy Johnson, possibly a potential winning race car there in this race there, didn't make it through stage one. Instead, wrecked out with his critical mistake there. 38 for Jimmy Johnson. Be interested to see how he's going to bounce back, and we're going to find out real quickly come Wednesday night. Garrett Smithley, 37th. Quinn Huff, 36. William Byron, he's had awful luck himself. You talk about Mark Trex Jr. having some rough luck here in the start of the year there, even though Truex finally closed out a good run. Byron can't take advantage of a good race car. He finishes 35th. Josh Palicki, 34th. Timmy Hill, 33rd. Chris Buescher, 32nd. Corey LaJoie, 31st. Joey Gase, 30th. Reed Sorensen, 29th. JJ Yeley, 27th. Brendan Poole, 27th. Kyle Busch, after a potential top five erase there, he had an up and down day like a yo-yo. Ends up 26. Ouch. Daniel Suarez, 25th. The slow start for Christian Bell continues. P24. Michael McDowell, 23rd. Cole Custer, we saw him in the top dozen early and faded as the race progressed. 22nd. Bubba Wallace, 21st. And Ryan Preece, 20th. I was right. So the top 20 will revert inverse. Preece is going to start on the pole Wednesday night. This start of this race is going to be so fun and intriguing to watch. And starting up there with him, Ty Dillon, who finished 19th in this race this afternoon for Jermaine Racing. Joey Logano, 18th. Clint Bowyer, 17th. Ryan Blaney, who's been fast start of 2020 season, not even close. Did not hear a peep from that 12 car, 16th. For the 12 car, Blaney. Ryan Newman, first race back from the scary accident, 15th. Nice run. Matty D, 14th. Then you have Brad Keselowski, faded late this race. I mentioned in the first half of the podcast, he was up there in the mix. There, one stage, two there, and faded late to a 13th place finish. Amarola, Top Dozen, 12th, Austin Dillon, RCR, having a great day. Austin Dillon of Quiet, 11th there. Your top 10 from part 1 of Talladega. Oh my goodness, did I just say Talladega? I'm so sorry. I got too excited there. Even though Talladega is on the next slate of races there, get to that in a second here. Top 10 from Darlington. All right, Matt Kenseth. Kenseth, back in a race car, in the 42 car for Ganassi. Strong afternoon for Ganassi. Kenseth, 10th. John Nemechek. How about John Nemechek for a minute? Fourth quarter, pretty much in the top 15 throughout this race. John Hunter Nemechek, who started deep in his field. I told Big D yesterday, I'm going to pay attention to two guys. And ironically, these guys finished in the top 10. First, John Hunter Nemechek. Nemechek, I had a feeling about him. He's going to come up through the front. Not necessarily through the front, but he was going to be competitive. And he's been off to a... Who would have thunk it? Instead of Christian Bell, we're talking about John Hunter Nemechek up there running with the big dogs, running with the Truexes, running with Clint Bowyer, Amarolas, finishes in the ninth spot. That's something right there for Front Row Motorsports to hang their hats on. Eric Jones, the previous winner, the last winner at Darlington before Harvick claimed that this afternoon. Eric Jones, strong fourth quarter run, finishes in the eighth spot. The other guy, Tyler Reddick. Who would have figured that? I should have figured that one out. Tyler Reddick loves slick racetracks. And a perfect example, he came from deep in the field. Reddick started 29th. John Nemechek, 34th. Outstanding runs. They both ended in the back half of the top 10. And I already talked about Martin Truex Jr. And a scare late. Thought he had a loose wheel there. And the gamble paid off. He needed this run. Definitely he and that team needed this run because, in my opinion, maybe outside of Hamlin, and maybe this might be a stretch, but he has been the best of the Joe Gibbs Racing cars throughout this set stretch of the season to this point. I know Denny Hamlin has the 500 win, but I believe my guy, well, obviously, Mark Trish Jr., and it's, I know, yes, the finishes hasn't shown it previously, but this right here, he was in contention before a terrible pit stop. They're sending him back, but made a tremendous charge and ended up finishing sixth. So Mark Trash Jr. there gets some momentum. And speaking of Denny Hamlin, the 500 winner, Hamlin finishes in the fifth spot there. Chase Elliott, where did he come from? Chase Elliott was quiet through most of this race, and then he made a charge there. Fourth for Chase, who started 11th, Kurt Busch. He made a huge charge in the middle of this race this afternoon. Kurt Busch in that one car. Had him in one of my fantasy leagues. Kurt Busch, third, started 22nd. And we're already mentioning your top two. Bowman started in the front row. And he's going to be making a charge to the front come Wednesday night. And your guy, your winner of the Real Heroes 400, none other than Kevin Harvick, who started in the sixth position.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Top of the hour, the Three Wide Podcast with EG3, moving and grooving on this Sunday night, May 17th, 2020. NASCAR is back. Thank you. The real heroes, though, are to those who are working on the front lines. All the nurses, doctors, all who work in that media field, we thank you for doing what you do. This episode is for you guys. NASCAR is back and back in session. Kevin Harvick, winner of the Weird Heroes 400 that just went down over just an hour and a half ago. So, wow, incredible stuff right there. Incredible race today. And I want to back up, rewind the clock a little bit to put a cap on a bow, tie a bow on the iRacing series. Last time around here, we were previewing North Wilkesboro. I want to tie and finish up that. Denny Hamlin pretty much bookends chapters with the iRacing series, taking a win at North Wilkesboro after using the bump and run no other on Ross Chastain in the sixth car to cap off a good iRacing seat. Well, he won two races, but he was consistent for the most part there. Not like it matters now. William Byron taking the most wins. There we go. I don't know what's up with the sound on his other computer tonight, but there we go. I got it going now. Don't worry, Big D, I got it. But yeah, Denny Hamlin pretty much closes the book on the iRacing series there with a huge win at North Wilkesboro there in the iRacing series right there. And if I had an MVP for the iRacing series, I'm going to give it to the guy I gave number one in my power rankings episode of iRacing a few weeks back. You missed that or all the episodes from non-real NASCAR racing. Go download those and check it out through our NASCAR podcast. It's off and running. Check that out. It's right there in the archives right there. But yeah, absolutely. You've got to be right there in the mix. So, Timmy Hill, my MVP for the iRacing Pro. I'm going to call it the iRacing Invitational. I'll steal that from the Loose Lux podcast. iRacing Invitational MVP goes to Timmy Hill, who finished 32nd in this race. So, back to reality for Timmy Hill and Garrett Smithley and those guys who were the talk of the town when it came to iRacing. I talked a little bit about the Xfinity Series. Xfinity Series back Tuesday night on FS1. I don't have the times in front of me, but the random starting lineup came out just right before the green flag of the Real Heroes 400, and we have a Junior Motorsports front row. Noah Gregson, the Daytona winner from February, will start on pole Tuesday night with Michael McDowell. That is going to be an interesting setup right there. And let's just go right to the top 10 starting for the Xfinity Series. They have not raced since Phoenix. And the last time, folks, that these guys were on the racetrack, Brandon Jones put a move on Kyle Busch to score the win at Phoenix. Brandon Jones making a statement himself. He's going to be a player come Tuesday night. We have 24 hours to decompress a little bit before they take the track in South Carolina. Starting third for Colleague Racing, Justin Haley. And then somebody, a dark horse in my eyes, starting in the fourth position, Ryan Sieg will start fourth. Riley Hurst for Joe Gibbs. He's going to start in the fifth position. This is random draw. Starting sixth. Brandon Brown starting in the sixth spot. Austin Cindric will start seventh. Brandon Jones, your last winner in the Xfinity Series, eighth. Then you have Ross Chastain, ninth. And Justin Allgaier, I almost said Justin Haley again. Justin Allgaier will start in the 10th spot. That's your top 10 starters there for the Xfinity Series. Again, they're going to be racing on Tuesday night. The Toyota 200 going down. FS1, 6 o'clock local time for the listeners of Manhattan, Kansas, all over the state of Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, you know where it's at, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, South Carolina Time, Eastern Time, y'all know what it is, get yourself pumped up, and of course, the Cup Series, yes, Cup Series Part 2, Darlington, Toyota 500K, Wednesday night, on FS1. I probably said that. FS1 doing doubleheader this duty this week on midweek Wednesday night. First midweek race under the lights in primetime. Part 2. Can Kevin Harvick sweep it? Or will Jimmy Johnson come back in the benches and get Hendrick Motorsports back on the board? And Jimmy Johnson in triple digits now. 100 races since he has not been in victory lane. This was a golden opportunity. Looked like, anyways, right off the truck, right off a pit road, that he was going to be the guy. He passed Bowman, I believe, for the lead late in stage one and couldn't finish it due to maybe rushing things a little bit there. A misjudgment by the 7-time champ right there. So we'll see how he bounces back, and he looked determined and as ever. So right now, and obviously we've seen it, them Hendrick cars right now, pretty stiffy, but they could not You know, they could not stand up. At least the guy, Bowman, he could not stand up to Kevin Harvick in this one. As Kevin Harvick led all over 140 laps en route to his first victory of 2020. This is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Just a few more minutes on this episode. Again, folks, this episode will go out tomorrow. This will be uploaded tomorrow. This will be uploaded tonight, actually. But should be out definitely in the morning for your start of your work week on your morning drive. You can listen to it then in the afternoon, or you can listen to it on the way back from your Monday, your case of your Monday, so, or any time for that matter. So yeah, definitely tell your friends about the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. All right, I mentioned Talladega, they're mistakenly there. And here's what it is right now, if I have it in front of me right now, if this is all right. So Talladega is in the next slate of races for the Cup and Xfinity Series. They're on the back end of NASCAR releasing the next set of schedules, races, and here we go. So, all right, we're just going to do the Cup Series here momentarily, all right? So after Charlotte, which all three divisions will race, Cup Series, Xfinity, and a Truck Series, Kyle Busch is going to compete in all of those races. So, you know, Kyle Busch wants to race in all of them. All right, so Bristol, May 31st, Atlanta to follow. Martinsville have their night race on June 10th. Atlanta, June 7th. June 10th is the Martinsville primetime race. Homestead is on a Sunday, June 14th. And then first race of Talladega will be the following Sunday on the 21st. So that's what NASCAR released early in the week. Next day schedules right there. I'm just focusing on the Cup side for now. So we're talking about that. So that's the next four races looking at after this big Charlotte week. Bristol, Atlanta, Martinsville, Homestead, and Talladega in that order. So yeah, NASCAR. Yeah, we're gonna be buckle up. We're gonna be in for a busy few weeks. Couple months here trying to get these races caught back up in these divisions. So yeah, and another nugget there, I mentioned 40 cars. Well, that was the standard for the Cup Series. Well, it's been elevated to the Xfinity and Truck Series. So full fields, four more spots added for the Xfinity Series, and eight more to the Truck Series. So that has to help wonders for the Truck Series there. They need more trucks for the racing they put down every time they step out on the racetrack. So NASCAR making some moves, and they continue to do it at the right time right there. So obviously right there, huge news in that front. And I talked about the inversion as well just a couple of minutes with y'all here before we close this thing down here with y'all. Here on this post-race edition of the podcast, Kevin Harvick taking a checkered flag after 71 days of hibernation. NASCAR is back. Kevin Harvick kicks off with a bang, with a big-time victory at Darlington. And he'll be looking for the sweep. If I ever can get this to load up here. There we go. So here's the recording schedule here as follows. So we're recording this now, and I'm going to, if every Sunday works out, well, every time the Cup Series races on a Sunday, I will do a post-race, record a post-race right after, and then post it. Hopefully the goal is to get it out to you guys right off the bat, right out of the gate on Monday morning. That is the plan from here on out. If there are any middle of the week races, I plan on record Thursday, and everybody, since everybody apparently is going to be having their podcast out on Thursday night, Friday night, we will also do the same thing and try to do that as well. So until the next slate of races happen. So, perfect example, Xfinity and Cup races will go down Tuesday and Wednesday night this week. I plan to record the wrap-up of Darlington on Thursday night, and goal is to have this thing out Friday morning. So yep, we're 3Wide Podcast. We're getting busy. That's for sure. So a lot of good content even before this, as well. So if you missed out on any previous episodes of the 3Wide Podcast, better catch up right now. So we're about to get busy here with a busy slate of races here for the start of the season. Here, a little nugget here for you guys here. Kevin Harvick, since he joined Stuart Haas Racing in 2014, 7 starts, 2 wins. Already mentioned that throughout this podcast here tonight. Average finish, a stellar 3.7. That's a 4th place finish if you round that. 6 top 5s, 677 laps. Led. That, my friends, and he might not be done yet. Obviously, he's going to be starting 20th now since we won. He's going to be fun to watch coming back through this field. And I mentioned the front row, Ryan Preece, Ty Dillon, and you got some guys up there who could take advantage of that early on, like a Joey Logano who starts 3rd, Clint Bowyer, 4th. He'll start 4th on Wednesday night. Ryan Blaney starts 5th. Ryan Newman will start 6th. Matty D, he'll start 7th. Brad Keselowski will start 8th. Eric Almirola, he will start 9th. And Austin Dillon will start in the 10th position right there. That's your top 10 starters for Wednesday night's Toyota 500K on FS1. I cannot wait for that. And I can't wait to see what the young boys do in the Xfinity Series on Tuesday night on FS1. Wow! Woo! I'm so fired up right now, I could go a little longer. But it's time to close this thing down. Before I do that, again, follow me at Eddie_EG3, at Eddie_EG3. And again, the 3Wide Podcast, download it wherever you get your podcast, sports podcast, Spotify. We're on that, getting big hits off there. Apple Podcast, if you listen off there, give us a 5-star rating. There, that helps us out tremendously. Get the word out about our podcast here in Manhattan, Kansas. Audioboom, Spotify, I already said that, Stitcher, and SoundCloud, and much more as well as that. And almost forgot again, mentioned this as well. We still don't have people to sponsor our podcast yet. So you can be the first ones. It's out there for the taking. www.patreon.com/egrier3. Again, that's EGRIER in the number 3. www.patreon.com/EG3. $10 to become a sponsor of this podcast. Yeah, and saying that we, and downside, don't have a sponsor yet, but the opportunity is still there. You can become the first person to be announced on this podcast, so that's there, and it'll be there forever once you join $10 a month to become a sponsor of this podcast. And this money that raises is going to be donated to a small business in town, obviously, in Manhattan, Kansas. I want to donate that money, so it's for a good cause, people. So definitely, if you're up for the challenge, $10 a month, patreon.com/egrier3. Become a sponsor of the 3Wide Podcast, the 3Wide Gang. The door is wide open, the bus is empty, and we're looking for people to join. Please sign up for the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast Patreon. We're on that as well. Time to close this thing down, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap of another edition of the 3Wide Podcast EG3. Woo! So happy NASCAR is actually back. Real racing is officially back, and we saw a lot of cars being played out, but at the end of the afternoon, Kevin Harvick holding off Alex Bowman in the Hendrick Motorsports Brigade for his first win of 2020. Big D, appreciate your hard work as well. We will get this out, upload this tonight, and it will be up for you bright and early. First thing Monday morning, Cup Series. We'll be back for part 2 Wednesday, and the next episode of the 3Wide Podcast will be Friday morning. So get ready for some more coverage of NASCAR, folks. It has been a pleasure once again, the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Folks, get ready for some more action this week. Until then, have a good start of your week. I am out. Appreciate y'all for listening. Tell your friends, 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, folks, NASCAR is back. I'm out. See you.
listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time. Going 3Wide.